what's the coal ash comprised of and how much was spilled?
Well, the total amount of the spill was between 50,000 and 82,000 tons, according to Duke Energy. What the ash is, it's basically the residue after coal was burned at the power plant, and it has things in it such as arsenic, it has lead, it has mercury, it has a whole assortment of heavy metals that can be extremely toxic.
But this came from a non-working plant, correct?
The plant was shut down in 2012, so it hasn't really generated any electricity since then. But what's left from the coal that was burned there is still there in a couple of containment ponds, which are very close to the Dan River.
There have been various organizations, including Duke Energy, testing the water. What are the results?
So far, the results are good, Beverly. Duke Energy tested the water in Danville at the intake where Danville gets its drinking water and also tested the water here in Eden. And in both cases, the water came back as within health standards. But we're waiting for more test results. The city of Danville has taken its own samples, and they've sent those samples to two private labs to be tested. They expect results either today or tomorrow there. And officials from the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources have tested the water in Eden, and their test results should be available later this week.
Will any of the groups be doing more testing?
It'll depend on what they find in these latest tests, exactly what they do next. Yes, I'm sure there'll be continuing testing for quite some time in the river, but exactly the form and the nature of that testing will depend on what the latest results show. But let me emphasize again, so far, all the results have shown that the water is still safe to drink.
What are the residents of Eden, North Carolina, and Danville, Virginia, saying about this spill? I'm sure they're concerned.
Well, the residents of Danville certainly are concerned, although they've been through this before. They've had sewer leaks and a couple of other things in the river at Danville that have threatened their drinking water. So this is something they're accustomed to. They're all waiting, I'm sure, to see what the latest tests show. As far as people in Eden, the drinking water in the city of Eden was not affected because Eden takes its water from the river upstream from the power plant, so it's not really an issue here. The issue here is the part of the river that now has its bottom covered with this ash from the coal, because a lot of folks are concerned about what that will do to fish and other wildlife.
Are Virginia and North Carolina working together in this at all?
Well, every agency on both sides of the border certainly is very interested in this. The extent of actual cooperation between state agencies, I can't say anything definite about that because I don't know, but I'm sure they're working together because the river crosses the state line about halfway between Eden and Danville, so certainly there's cooperation there.
Talk to me a little bit about the lawsuit. I know North Carolina's filed one over several coal ash sites, including this one and several similar sites.
Duke Energy has 12 plants, according to North Carolina officials in this state. Duke Energy has 12 plants where coal ash is situated near waterways. Now, the state went to court last summer. They filed a lawsuit in August, and they want to require Duke Energy to clean up those situations. That is still in process, and I imagine there's quite a bit of arguing yet to be done over all that. But certainly what's happened here in Eden at this plant is going to play a significant role in that trial and that lawsuit as it continues.